This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Many are enjoying some time off already.
Yeah. My kids are home. My son has no school this week. I had to double check it. I was like, wait a minute. You mean like Thursday, Friday? And it was like, no, they have the whole week off. I'm like, okay. Which means I had to grocery shop for 50 million snacks because that's what he's going to do all day.
Snack, snack, snack,
snack, snack, snack, snack, snack, snack.
How about movies? Yeah. I know Wicked just came out. I don't know if Liam's big on that, but Morgan and...
I'm big on it.
Oh, really?
I'm big on Wicked. So is Mama J.
Okay.
And so, which I'm sure people remember last time it came to the Auditorium Theater, like there was a lot of people singing along to it. That was me. Like I was one of them. I love the Wicked soundtrack. So I've been waiting to go. And my daughter's like, Mom, don't go without me. Morgan's coming home.
Okay.
For Thanksgiving. So Saturday we're going to go. I've already bought the tickets.
Wicked.
But I can't wait.
The director is saying, please ask your movie theater to turn up the soundtrack a little bit louder so the people singing in the audience like TJ do not sing too loud and you don't hear.
Popular.
I'm going to be popular.
See? You want to hear that instead of, you know, the people who can actually sing? No. I would say turn it up too. Absolutely.
Have you had anybody see it yet?
Everyone who I've seen post about it online so far has been saying that they cried the entire 3 hours. It was amazing. It blew them out of the water. They couldn't believe how good it was.
Wow. See?
Rave reviews.
All right.
So now 3 hours. Are you going to hold off on refreshments so you don't have to stop? Because they don't let you pause in the movie theater, the movie.
This is
although,
true.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Bathroom break. Pause.
Yeah. Intermission.
Come on, hurry up. Let's go, 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 go.
There was an intermission for Titanic.
Yes, there
should be an intermission for Wicked.
You're absolutely correct. There was.
What's the minimum movie length got to be to require an intermission?
Not everyone's bladder is as trained as mine because I've been in radio so long. I can actually go get everything done and get back before the end of a song. So I could be back in there within 2-3 minutes. Not everyone moves as quickly as I do, but I'm trained.
TJ comes running back
boom!
In.
Boom! Record time!
Yep. People are giving her the standing
ovation.
She's back. Wow.
Like
that was
a
fast.
Slow clap. Thank you. Thank you. I've been training 21 years for this.
And you know, there'll be some guy, knucklehead. Yeah, but did you wash your hands in that quick a time?
Yes, sir. I can get it all done and wrapped up. Boom. I used to have to play like Inagata Davita, the 18-minute song. Back in the day when I first started radio.
Oh, wait, 18 minutes doesn't count for a song. That's long.
It's a really long classic rock song. And so it was always the joke. Oh, you could play Inagata Davita? And now I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. You can play the shortest song. Boom, we're done. You guys do it too. You guys are always back in here before the end of the song.
We have been trained. It's song length.
Yeah.
Got to do what you got to do. Anyway, Wicked, you're going to go see it Saturday?
Yes.
Maybe the wifey wants to go.
The wifey.
Go check it out. How about you? You gonna go see it?
I guess I have to now. I feel peer pressured. I feel like I'm not gonna understand what's going on in society. It's gonna be like the Barbie movie, where it's like you gotta be aware of all the cultural references that are coming out because everyone's going to see it.
I refuse to see the Barbie movie. So this is different.
No. You watched the Barbie movie because I peer pressured you into doing it. And then you understood so much more about what was going on in pop culture.
You're right. You made me watch it. Right.
If you saw it already, let us know what you felt about it. Did you cry all 3 hours? Good morning to you. So we sent Hope down to Nashville, CMA Awards, hoping you'd be dancing and partying with all the celebrities. Well, there was one you found. It was a local celebrity. You be the judge. This was what we were hoping for. Who were you dancing with?
Well, I was at Tootsie's.
Okay.
A honky tonk on Broadway. And there was a young woman, she's probably a little bit younger than me, running around. She's got a Tootsie's hat on and then a red bikini top as a shirt and some cargo pants and dancing away. She pulls me up to dance with her. I dance, then she's done with me, sends me to back to my seat, and she tries to dance with five other people. Everyone turns her down. I get up to dance with her again because nobody's dancing with her, and she just leaves.
You felt bad.
Yeah, somebody asked you to dance. You're just going to say no, be a party pooper?
It's like our festival guy. Locally.
Yes.
Have you ever been to a festival, a music festival here in Rochester, and festival guy's there dancing? You know, he doesn't ask you to dance, but you don't want him to feel alone, so you start dancing too.
Right.
So it's Nashville's festival guy.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Red bikini top girl.
Check. Gotcha.
Well, it was a local celebrity down there, but yeah. We were hoping for something bigger from the country world.
I was keeping my eyes out. I really thought I was going to run into Matt Stell. I had this feeling all week I was going to run into him. Did not see Matt Stell. I had my eyes peeled. He would have been hard to miss. He's so tall.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had his WBE Guitars and Stars shirt on. I was going to be like, do you remember me? Here's my dad's shirt. When you were here in Rochester?
To prove I was there stalking you, Matt, and I got you again. No, he probably had security on a lookout for you there. Yeah. He was avoiding you. He was such a nice guy, too. All right, so you dance with, what are we calling her, bikini festival dancer girl?
Sure.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess you got to dance with somebody while you were there, right? Should we want a coffee club? Has this ever happened to you? You love a meal. Eating it for years, always asking for second and thirds, and then you see how it's prepared, and you're like, no thank you.
Aww.
That happened every Thanksgiving. My aunt made the stuffing that I just love.
Mm-hmm.
Second, third helpings. Then I walk in there. I'm like, what are you grilling there? She goes, liver. Liver. That's what's in the stuffing you love.
Yep.
Ruined it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it. Said no thank you after that.
And that's something else. Like, it's just best not to know where it came
right.
from.
Sometimes it is.
Just keep it behind closed doors. I know. I had a friend of mine whose mother was the most amazing cook I've ever had in my life. Everything this woman cooked was like gold. One night we're there in the kitchen while her mom's preparing something. And she's pulling out, and she didn't wash her pots and pans. She had this belief like it had a flavor to it.
Oh boy.
And I was like, wait a minute. Do you know how long I've been eating? Like, she's like, oh, yeah, I'll rinse them out a little bit. But no, you keep using these. I don't know what it was. But from then on, I was like, oh, man. It was sad because I looked so forward to everything I ate there. But then I couldn't stop obsessing about how dirty the pots and pans were.
Did you ever learn how something was prepared and it threw you? You didn't want any more. 585-252-WBE. Let us know.
Anytime I say how much I love hot dogs, people are like, you don't want to know what's in those. And I was like, you're right. I don't. So please keep it to yourself. I don't need to know how the sausage is made.
You do love hot dogs. We go to the ballpark. She's like, Bo, you going up? Get another one for me. Okay. Another hot dog. You love your hot dogs. But I agree. People have said that to me, too.
No, you don't want to know what's in it.
Shh. Don't ruin my dog. Don't ruin my sausage. Don't. How about you? Have you figured out how something's made and now you don't want any more?